It's Thursday, and that means letters. Joining me to dig through the mailbag is our editor and producer, Christopher Johnson. Hey, Christopher.
Hey, Farai.
So, what are folks writing about?
The Bloggers Roundtable, as usual. Yesterday, you all talked about Oprah Winfrey's Leadership Academy for Girls near Johannesburg, South Africa. The school drew some criticism earlier this month when reports surfaced of misconduct and abuse. Now, blogger David Mills said this is only the latest in a barrage of criticism leveled at the school since it opened earlier this year.
What blows my mind is that this is has been driven by the South African media. What it struck me as is an element of human nature, whereas if you give people something and they feel indebted to you, they'll resent you for it. And I'm wondering whether South Africans resent Oprah, you know, this foreign billionaire, from coming in and, you know, building a school and educating their kids.
But Sarah Pugh in Indianapolis reads the situation a bit differently. Sarah writes, "Your guest speaker talked of the possibility of South Africans resenting Oprah for building a school for their kids. I'm not sure if people really resent Oprah, but it is possible that there are some cultural gaps between the rules and regulations of the school and the social norms that may be difficult for the community and families to adjust to."
And on Monday's Bloggers Roundtable, we discussed a noose that was found hanging around the neck of Tupac Shakur's memorial statue in Stone Mountain, Georgia. In that discussion, I mentioned that Stone Mountain is home to a big Confederate memorial. I also pointed to reports of Klan activity in and around Stone Mountain. Ernest Hosendorf wrote to show us a different side of that town. He said, "Stone Mountain is not the community of 95 years ago, when the second KKK was inaugurated atop the mountain. We are a predominantly black, middle-class community of some 55,000 people, 40,000 of whom are black. The political leadership is mostly black. The police chief is black. Memorial Drive, the main street where the Tupac Center is located, is a thoroughfare of predominantly black businesses. It is quite inaccurate to characterize the community, as you did, as the location of the Klan or Klan influence." Well, Ernest, we did not point to Stone Mountain as the location of the Klan, but according to the Southern Poverty Law Center, several Klan groups operate in the region. It is certainly true that the community is very different from the past.
This week, we also ran your interview, Farai, with TransAfrica founder Randall Robinson. You discussed Robinson's new book, An Unbroken Agony, Haiti from Revolution to the Kidnapping of a President. We got a few letters about that one. Ray Shoulder sent his all the way from Windsor in Ontario, Canada. Ray wrote us this: "Thank you for having Randall Robinson on and not forgetting about the injustices that have been done to these very unfortunate brothers and sisters."
But listener Alex Jurgensen wasn't quite as fond of that conversation. Alex wrote, "Mr. Robinson seemed to paint a caring and compassionate portrait of Jean-Bertrand Aristide, which, to my knowledge, is completely false. Aristide did nothing but placate foreign powers when he was in office. He further damaged the country by doing so. A recent film depicts a much different story of the coup that threw Aristide from power. It also shows his seemingly insane way of ruling over the Haitian people."
And that's it for letters, but please keep yours coming.
To write to us, just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. Please be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name. Thanks, Christopher.
Anytime, Farai. Yeah.